This is Akashwani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today laid the foundation stone and inaugurated multiple development projects in Jalandhar, Punjab, worth over 5,470 crore rupees. The projects worth over 5,470 crore rupees aimed at strengthening connectivity, improving passenger convenience and accelerating economic development in the region. The Prime Minister inaugurated 75 redeveloped railway stations, including Jalandhar Cant, under the Amrit Bharat Station Scheme. Addressing a public gathering in Jalandhar, Prime Minister Modi said the NDA government at the centre prioritises serving every citizen of India, making their lives easier and providing them with new opportunities for progress. He said it is their endeavour to ensure that every family, whether poor or middle class, receives the best possible facilities, and this spirit of Nagarik Devo Bhava is reflected in the government's work.
बीते वर्षों में भाजपा सरकार ने स्थितियों को बदलना शुरू किया। आज पूरे देश में रेलवे स्टेशनों का कायाकल्प किया जा रहा है। अमृत भारत स्टेशन स्कीम के तहत 1300 से ज्यादा रेलवे स्टेशन को आधुनिक बनाया जा रहा है और इनमें से कई स्टेशन पर काम पूरा हो चुका है। आज ऐसे ही 75 स्टेशन का लोकार्पण किया गया है। जब आप यहां जालंधर कैंट स्टेशन में जाएंगे तब आपको एहसास होगा कि वाकई हमारा देश विकसित राष्ट्र बनने की ओर बढ़ रहा है।
Earlier today, the Prime Minister flagged off India's first hydrogen-powered train between Jind and Sonipat at Jind Railway Station in Haryana. The Prime Minister also laid the foundation stone and dedicated development projects worth over 14,000 crore rupees, including national highway projects, including Delhi Amritsar Katra Expressway, which will reduce travel time between Delhi and Katra to about 6 hours. Speaking on the occasion, Railway Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw called the launch of the country's first hydrogen-powered train a historic achievement, saying it reflects India's resolve to develop indigenous hydrogen technology. The Prime Minister launched several development projects in key areas, including the health sector in Chandigarh, and addressed a gathering. Ahead of the monsoon session of Parliament, a meeting of the group of ministers was held in New Delhi today. Union ministers Amit Shah, Rajnath Singh, Rajiv Ranjan Singh, Kinjarapuram Mohan Naidu and Kiran Rijiju were present in the meeting. During the meeting, the leaders chalked out the strategy for the upcoming parliamentary session. The monsoon session of Parliament will commence from the 20th of this month and continue till the 13th of next month. President Draupadi Murmu will embark on state visits to Moldova, North Macedonia and Romania from the 19th to the 25th of this month. Briefing media in New Delhi, Secretary West in the Ministry of External Affairs, C.B. George said these state visits are being undertaken at the invitation of the Presidents of Republic of Moldova, the Republic of North Macedonia and Romania. He said these visits are of considerable historical significance as they will mark the first ever bilateral visit by an Indian President to the Republic of Moldova and North Macedonia. He said the visit to Romania will be the first state visit by an Indian president in over 3 decades. The Employees Provident Fund Organization, EPFO, has launched Vishwas 2026 to facilitate amicable settlement of disputes relating to levy of damages and penalty-related disputes. The Labour and Employment Ministry said that the scheme is a one-time dispute resolution and it provides employees with an opportunity to settle eligible cases through a transparent, fully digital and time-bound process. It will remain operational for a period of 6 months from the date of notification. In badminton, two-time Olympic medalist PV Sindhu has advanced to the semi-finals of the Japan Open 2026. Sindhu progressed after Japan's former world champion Nozomi Okuhara withdrew from the women's singles quarterfinal, giving the Indian shuttler a walkover. Sindhu will now face China's world number 4 Shen Yu Fei in the semi-final tomorrow. And that is the end of this news bulletin.